Well, good morning. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Lord, I feel I need your strength this morning. I need your words. So I pray that you'll guide me to say the things you want me to say, not necessarily what I've written down. And I just pray that you would visit with us today. We know you're here, Father, because you're everywhere. But I pray that each of us would feel your fingers, feel your touch. And help us to learn more about how we can talk to you, how we can have a relationship with you. It's an awesome thing that we have the privilege of being able to commune, to speak with the Creator of everything. And I pray you'd keep us focused. In your name, amen. There were these two boys who lived with their grandma. They were about to go to bed, but before they slept, they prayed. The older son started to pray. He prayed about the day he had and about everything he had done. Then the younger son started to pray. He prayed much louder than his older brother, and he prayed for bikes and toys and candy. When he was finished, the older brother asked him, "Why are you praying so loud? God's not deaf." And the younger son responded, "Yes, but Grandma is." I have to confess here from the outset that one of my greatest difficulties with prayer is that I'm afraid that many times I'm more aware of the people that I know are listening than the God to whom I'm praying. At work, we have prayer and devotions every morning at 9 o'clock. They're not mandatory, especially if you're on the air at the time, and I am. But I find myself making excuses not to go. And it's not entirely because we pray for an extended period every morning, but that is part of it. And if I can explain myself here, we're in radio, so our job is communicating. So there's this pressure when I go to those meetings that I've got to perform, which is really wrong. So it's I've been making a commitment more recently to try to get to as many of those as possible. But even so, I'm reminded every time I go, like, just talk to God. Just talk to God. I hate the idea that we are praying to be heard by others. Although I do think that sometimes God uses someone else's prayer to work in our own hearts as we hear it. Turn, if you will, to Matthew 6, 5 through 13. This is Jesus talking, teaching the disciples how to pray, leading up to the Lord's Prayer. That's Matthew 6, 5 through 13. And we'll start at 5. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask it. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one." The first several verses give some things to avoid in prayer. Praying to be seen. I've already mentioned that a little bit this morning. It is okay to pray as a group. The early believers did that all the time in Acts, but it is not okay to pray with the sole purpose of being heard and seen by men. It'd be better to go off in secret and pray if you have a problem with this. Babbling like the pagans. I don't think God likes blanket repetition or gobbledygook. Imagine a conversation at work. A subordinate someone under you comes up to you and says, please, could you do this? Do this? Do this? Please. Please. Could you do this? Do this? Do this for me. I need you, need you, need you to do this. Do this. Do this. That would be a little annoying. It's not acknowledging that person as a person. The fact that they're a real person ought to be spoken to respectfully. And I think God is the same way. Then he lays out the prayer itself. I think it is clear that this, the Lord's Prayer, is a form of prayer that you can pray. But it's not the only way that you can pray. You'll notice it doesn't really mention Jesus or the Holy Spirit at all, because their purposes hadn't been revealed yet when he gave this. It's a good prayer, but it's not the only prayer. I've been in churches where the Lord's Prayer might be said 3 or 4 times in the morning by everybody. I think they've actually put on a little bit higher pedestal maybe than it needs to be as the only or the best way that you can pray. You may be wondering why I'm talking about prayer this morning. Well, today is the Global Day of Prayer. How many of you have heard anything about that? Okay, a few. The National Day of Prayer was also this month. And now I do take a little bit of issue straight off the bat that we should have a day set aside for prayer. To me, it seems that we should be praying every day. Somehow, to me, it cheapens it just a little bit to have us have to set aside a day for it. But there is something cool about coming together as believers and petitioning God on behalf of the world, our nations, and all people. The Global Day of Prayer is an international movement. This year it includes over 220 countries. They will all be spending some time today in prayer. As always, when prayer comes up, the question tickles my mind, and I know it does many of yours, does it work? Does prayer do anything? The deeper question to that is God there? Is he listening to us? Does he care? I preached on prayer, it seemed like it wasn't that long ago, but I went and looked, and it was 2 years ago. It was a very rough time for our church. Larissa had just had her accident. Brenda Zachrich had just come through her sickness. Oh no, Brenda Freed. Woo! Sorry about that. Names. My mom had just gone through her sickness. The Zachriches were in the middle of the turmoil that had came with Betty Jo's initial surgeries. There were others who prayed for that day, Tanya's dad, the Duncans. And I'm not saying that there was complete healing for anyone through that time after we prayed, but there was a time when I thought seriously that Betty Jo, Brenda, Tanya's father, yes, even Larissa, might not make it. There was a time in each of those situations where I was like, this could go downhill. And to see the progress that Betty Jo and Brenda especially have made, it feels like the Lord took a hand and helped them through. And it would have felt horrible if it had gone the other way. I think we would have had more questions, our faith would have been more shaken, but I'd like to think that God knew just how much to shake us, to show us that he did love us and that he does answer prayer. I would like to take some time and go through a prayer setup provided by the Global Day of Prayer organization today, and go through it together. It's 12 different types of prayer. I've narrowed them down a bit to 10 because some were rather similar. And I'd like to do them together as best we can. And the way we'll do this is I'll introduce each one, explain it, and then leave a time for you to participate, to join in. If you feel like praying out loud, you may do so. If you want to just do it by yourself, that's quite all right. I'll be participating in this, obviously, but only praying aloud when I feel led to as well. And we'll hold off on the amen till the end of the entire thing. Try to keep an attitude of prayer throughout. And I have a PowerPoint to go along with this, but don't feel like you have to look at it, especially if you find it distracting. I'd like to make this as least awkward as possible, you know, because sometimes things like this can be awkward. At one point, we'll be taking time to pray scripture, and that's what the handout that I passed out, that had Tom pass out for you, has some suggestions on it, but also you have your Bible. So you have a plethora of verses that you could use. Once again, don't feel pressured. There will be a time to pray for requests, and that's why we're not going to have a normal sharing time today. So now, if there is anything that you would like the group to pray for, this is the time to share that. Because, like I said, there will not be a sharing time later. Well, if it's comfortable for you, let's start this by standing up. And we'll start out praying in a standing position. Praise and worship is an expression of admiration and devotion to God. Psalm 115:1 says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness." During this time, worship God for who he is, the one who created you, for his unfailing word, for your salvation, that you are included in his purpose. Worship him for his name, his righteousness, love, holiness, omnipotence, greatness, faithfulness, omnipresence, his word, his creation, his work of redemption. Just worship God this time. The next form of prayer is waiting on the Lord. Psalm 46:11, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." This is an act of surrender to and of love and admiration for God. This is a time of silence before him. During this time, spiritually close the door to any influence from the world around you. Surrender your thoughts to him by being completely silent and still as best we can for a time. Confession. Confession of sin and humiliation is an act of admitting my sinfulness to God and of cleansing me as the temple of God, allowing me entrance into his presence. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." This is a time to confess our sins to God by name, admitting how we are wrong and turning from our sins and accepting his forgiveness. At this time, if you're able, it feels appropriate to me that we should kneel for this. God, I confess my weakness, my pride, my shallowness. And Lord, I pray you forgive me for the times I fail. You can return to a seated position. Praying scripture is to feed myself spiritually and to pray according to God's agenda and revelation. As I said, I gave some suggestions. There are many, many more. If there are some of you who have done this before and you feel led to do it, if you could maybe do some out loud. But if not, we'll move on. Lord, you have made everything beautiful in its time. You have also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet we can't fathom what you've done from beginning to end. Watching is a time of spiritual observation, to be on the lookout, to be spiritually aware of matters to pray for. Colossians 4:2, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." This time, be alert to any prompting of the Lord. Ask him what is on his heart and on his agenda. Intercession is to pray for others, to concentrate on the needs and the distresses of other people, to stand in the gap for someone else. 1 Timothy 2:1-2, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." This is to pray for God's purpose in the lives of others, to stand between God and other people, and pray for their needs, to ask for mercy and grace. When you intercede, you stand at God's side and you work with him for the salvation or benefit of someone else. I'm going to read the requests from before, and let's lift them up together. If you feel called to lead out to pray out loud, you may. If not, we'll all pray silently. Let's pray for the young people in our church and for City Challenge. Let's lift up Rob's small group's block party this evening, and Let's pray that God's hand would be upon that and give a small group wisdom. We'll lift up the prayer request now of Lisa's mom. Praise God that she's in a new house and that she came through her surgery well. But also pray for the sale of the old house, Lord. Let's pray for the different format that the children will be doing this summer with a children's church style. Let's now lift up Bangladesh and the aftermath of the cyclone that has hit there. Let's pray for our president and our leaders. Dear Lord, we do ask for wisdom for President Barack Obama and for the government of this land, Lord. We pray for good health for them. We pray for wisdom. We pray for your working in their hearts, Lord. Father, your will be done, and we need to be reminded that we are to pray for those in authority, whether we agree with them or not, Lord. And Father, we do pray for our president and his family. And finally, let's praise God for the work in Brenda's life over the last 2 years. And I would add to that the other answers to prayer that we have seen. Moving on, petition. Petition for your personal needs. Matthew 6:11. Give us today our daily bread. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God. This is to pray for our needs. Come to God in total dependence and humility and ask Him to provide for all our needs. We come as a servant, as a child. As believers, we may come to the Father and pray for our personal needs. We can pray expectantly, even for the smallest things. Let's stand up again. Spend a little time praying for our needs. Thanksgiving is a time to acknowledge our appreciation to the Lord for His care and protection for who He is. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Think about the day and thank God for His care and provision for you and others. Thank Him for who He is, His gifts, answers to prayer, and for His blessings. If we could do this, let's have one-sentence prayers, I think they're called popcorn prayers, going for a little while about things that you are thankful for. Song is melodious praise and worship. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is to express admiration, worship, and glorification to God through song. There's a song on the screen that we can sing together. And then afterwards, if anyone else has one that they want to just start out with, go ahead. I know that's a brave thing to do, and if we don't have to do that if no one wants to, but I want to leave that open for you. I sing a simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my loving Savior. Oh, precious Jesus, my heart is glad that you've called me your own. And there's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love, in your arms of love, holding me still, holding me near, in your arms of love.
Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm part of the family of God.
And finally, worship is to exalt and glorify God, to tell Him that you know who He is and whom you are praying and that you trust Him with your supplications. Matthew 6:13, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let this last part be our amen. Let it be strong at the end and confirm thus that you believe that God has heard you and will answer you. Amen means that it is true and sure, so shall it be. This is the final spiritual act of putting God on the throne in your life. This is where you declare, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And for this final prayer, let's raise our hands to heaven and worship Him as we close. Lord, we crown you King. We recognize your sovereignty and the fact that you have each one of us in your hand and you control our destiny, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for creating us, and thank you for eternity. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Go in peace.